أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala made it clear that Allah is not in need of anyone's ibadat, anyone bringing iman. Allah is as great as He is on His own. But who brings iman and does righteous deeds, does it for his own good. And who does wrong or does not believe, he does it to his own detriment. Further, Allah Ta'ala also explained the nature of man, that when he has got problems, he turns sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala removes the problems, he even forgets to make shukr, and he goes back in his own ways, his old ways again. So Allah Ta'ala now compares the people who are righteous and observe Allah's commands and those who don't. Allah says, Amman huwa qanitun, bhala ek jo bandagi mein laga hua hai. A person who is engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, ana al-layl, laga hua raat ki ghariyon mein, during the hours of the night when other people are fast asleep. A person who gets up, makes wudu, etc., makes tahajjud, makes ibadat, zikr, du'as to Allah Ta'ala, sajidan wa qa'ima, khare hokar aur sajda karte hue, standing in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and making sajdas also for Allah Ta'ala. That means in different forms of ibadat during the dark hours of the night, when other people are enjoying the sweet sleeps, he is turning engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That was the outward form of his ibadat. Inside him, يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَرَا هُوَا خَطْرَ رَكْتَا هِ آخِرَةِ كَا. He is standing fearing that what will happen in the akhirat. Any person who has reached this reality and thinks and realizes, I have to die, what will happen to me in my qabr? Am I going to be there in ni'mat of Allah or am I going to be in the azab? That person's whole life automatically changes. So this person is not making only the outward ibadat, but that great fear, what will be my condition in the qabr on the day of qiyamah? Where will I go to jannat or jahannam? وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ or ummi. What that fear, he has got hope in the mercy of Allah also, that Allah is most merciful, Allah is most kind, Allah will show his favors upon me. But this is really, that person has this reality who fears the akhirat also, who stands up in front in Allah's ibadat during the dark and wee hours of the night. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. To keh, koi barabar hote hai samaj wale aur be samaj. So the comparison of this and the person who is sleeping a sweet sleep, a person who does not even have iman on Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't even make Allah's ibadat, not even the farais, forget the nawafil. Can the two ever be equal? This person who knows reality, who knows akhirat, and is making Allah's ibadat in that way, and another person who does not even bring iman. In fact, at night, not only does he sleep a sweet sleep, but his night is spent in sin and in evil. Can the two ever be equal? Any person in the world can understand that the two cannot be equal. They are worlds apart and completely different. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُوا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. سوچتے وہی ہے جن کو عقل ہے. But only those people who have brains will realize this. And we see that, for we notice in the lives of other people, they've got such great qualities, but how many of us don't notice any of those qualities? It is because we haven't got those eyes to see, we haven't got that heart to perceive, we haven't got those brains to understand. We are brainless, that's why we can't see these great qualities. Otherwise, any person who is righteous and in the obedience of Allah, we will realize his great position. But only that person will take note who has got qualities within himself. Like for example, very clearly all of us can understand Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what great qualities he has got. But how many non-believers, na'uzu billah, choose to make a mockery out of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like that, we are at a level, lesser degree with regard to all other people, those who are making Allah's ibadah during the night. Other people don't regard it as anything. But those who have got brains will realize these people are making a great sacrifice and how high the position is. So Allah Ta'ala says further with regard to those people who have got iman and taqwa, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, to keh اے بندو میرے جو یقین لائے اور درے اپنے رب سے. O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you announce and say to those servants of mine who have brought iman and who have got taqwa, they fear the adab and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا, جِنْهُونَ نیکی کی اس دنیا میں ان کے لیے ہے بھلائی. For those who did righteous deeds, they have iman also, they have taqwa also, they stand up in the night and make Allah's ibadat also. For those people in this world also, there is goodness for them. Whether the other people perceive it or they don't, whether they understand it or not, but Allah has given them the goodness of this dunya. وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ, اور زمین اللہ کی کشادہ ہے, and the land of Allah is very spacious. This refers to if a person is in any place where he cannot make Allah's ibadah, because of family people, because of the community, because of the laws of the country, that person should make hijrat and go to a place where he can easily make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. When we find many people who make hijrat, but for the sake of dunya. In fact, almost all of us who are here, who are from India originally, we came here for better pastures, for greener lands. Who came for the sake of deen? So the truth hijrat is that those people who make hijrat for the sake of deen. And Allah Ta'ala, there are no restrictions on a person. Wherever a person cannot make Allah's ibadat, he should look for a place where he can easily make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Many of us, we relocate also for our business purposes, for health purposes, but who relocates for the sake of deen? That is a more place which is more conducive to Allah's ibadat. There is more piety in that place. For that reason, a person who makes a hijrat, it has got great, great merit by Allah Ta'ala. And mashallah, we find some people from overseas countries, America, etc. How many families have come to settle here in Azadbal, and only for the sake of deen, for the education of their children, etc. And they have relocated like this. This is a great thing which we should also take lesson from. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, صبر کرنے والوں ہی کو ملتا ہے ان کا ثواب بے شمار. And these people who endure to relocate, is not easy to leave the place, your roots, where you were born, where you grew up, and for the sake of deen, a person who makes hijrat, then it is a great, great sacrifice. And for those who tolerate this, who make sabr, Allah says for them is a reward accordingly, without hisab. Allah won't count and give, and Allah's just dishing out. You cannot imagine what and what Allah will dish out, and that person will get that in this dunya also, in the akhirat also. So to make hijrat for the sake of deen is a very great thing, and the rewards are also very great. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ, تو کہ مجھ کو حکم ہے کہ بندگی کرو اللہ کی خالص کر کے اس کے لئے بندگی. Yeah, is a very important message given to all of us, the object of our existence in this world. Why has Allah created us? And what is our maqsad and our purpose of life? So Allah says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, you announce and say to the people that mujhko hukam hai, ke I have been commanded with this command, ke bandagi karu Allah ki, that I must worship Allah Ta'ala. And how to worship Allah? Mukhlisan lahuddin. خالص کر کے اس کے لئے بندگی. That my worship, my ibadat must be also purely only for Allah Ta'ala. That is, I must not make the niyat of name and fame. or worldly gain, but just for Allah's pleasure. And also Allah's ibadat must be only for Allah. Don't associate any partners to Allah. It must be only Allah's ibadat that we do. We must not worship our ego. We should not worship ourselves. Alhamdulillah, we don't worship idols. But we have made our ego our idol. We have made ourself, our nafs, our idol to please ourselves. So purity in ibadat is from both sides. Our ibadat must be pure only for Allah, and it must be only for Allah, not for anything else. And that is the object of life, which the Quran declares here, that we have been created for the worship of Allah Ta'ala. And further, for what? وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. اور حکم ہے کہ میں ہوں سب سے پہلے حکم بردار. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to say, and I have been commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah. In other words, I have to be an example for mankind. And I must totally submit to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and people will follow me, and they will also make their lives accordingly. We must be very careful in this, that many of us, we change our maqsad of life. We make it anything else but the worship of Allah, and to submit totally to Allah. Somebody have made different things their object of life. Some people have made dunya their object of life. Some people in deen, we have made other things our object of life. The Quran says our object of life is surely to worship Allah. And whatever effort of deen is made is to acquire this, to reach this. قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ أَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. تو کہہ میں ڈرتا ہوں اگر حکم نہ مانو اپنے رب کا ایک بڑے دن کے عذاب سے. And if we have not made this our object, we made other things our object, then O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that if I have to disobey Allah, which was impossible for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but to teach us a lesson, then I fear the punishment of my Rabb on the day of Qiyamah. That if I change my object for what Allah had sent me, and I make something else my object, I must fear a severe punishment from Allah Ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِ. تو کہ میں تو اللہ کو پوچھتا ہوں خالص کر کے اپنی بندگی اس کے واسطے. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to the people that I worship only Allah, making my deen pure, that is my lahu deeni. My deen also is pure only for Allah, and I worship purely only Allah Ta'ala. So this is our object of life, to make Allah's ibadat. And all other efforts, whatever, to acquire knowledge, to become an alim, if we made that our object, to become an alim, but we don't turn to ibadat, then we have missed the boat. If we make effort of deen and we make that our object, but we don't make Allah's ibadat, that not our object, then also we have missed the boat. Our object is to worship Allah, then for that Allah has made all this nizam of sending the Anbiya alimus salatu wassalam, and this is the message of the Quran, and Allah has told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to announce this and make it known to mankind. وآخر دعوانا لله.